Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bake McBride. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Vukovich. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyeven. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lorenzo Gray. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dotson. Manning moves to third. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. McBride steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball four. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vukovich. Law reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard bunts in front of the plate. Hassey fields it and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball four. Trillo moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive towards first. Squires catches it and throws to Bernazard, who tags Hassey for the double play. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trillo moves to third. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Squires steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tabler strikes out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a line drive towards third. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Law steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Trillo moves to second. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hasse hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trillo moves to third. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. McBride reaches second base with a double. Manning moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a line drive off the glove of Gray, and into shallow left field. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. McBride scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Steve Mura now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. It's 4-0, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires juggles the ball. That's an error on Squires. Tabler moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vukovich moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hasse hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Vukovich moves to third. Trillo moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Law is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister pinch runs for Bake McBride. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bannister moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray juggles the ball. That's an error on Gray. Bannister moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dibzinski. Bannister scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Vukovich takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton scores. Tabler moves to third. Vukovich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-0, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mura juggles the ball. That's an error on Mura. Vukovich moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 11-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister now playing left field. George Vukovich now playing right field. Mike Fishlin now playing second base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Carlton Fisk. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive towards first. Hargrove reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing right field. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Mark Hill now catching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. One out. Broderick Perkins pinch hits for Andre Thornton. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perkins for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball towards right. Hairston settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hairston. Tabler moves to second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vukovic hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Dibzinski takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. Dibzinski moves to second. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dibzinski scores. Fletcher moves to second. It's 11-1, Indians. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Fishlin moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston. Manning reaches second base with a double. Fishlin scores. Franco moves to third. It's 12-1, Indians. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister bunts towards first. Squires fields the ball and throws to Mura covering. Safe. Franco scores. Manning moves to third. It's 13-1, Indians. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kittle is hit by the pitch. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Kittle moves to second. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-3 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dibzinski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Dibzinski reaches second base with a double. Kittle scores. Hairston moves to third. It's 13-2, Indians. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuntz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vance Law now playing center field. Salome Barojas now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler is hit by the pitch. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Vukovich strikes out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fishlin moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-4 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Manning chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Fishlin. Fishlin fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Fishlin. Hill scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. Kittle moves to third. It's 13-4, Indians. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 15-4, Indians. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-4 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.